Hey everybody, this is Aletha Williams coming to you live from my podcast link. It's been a while and I have an excuse. On June 2nd, I decided that it was time to do a full right hip replacement. And so I underwent my surgery. And that today, Wednesday, marks the 6th week of my recovery. And the first 2 weeks were difficult, to tell you the truth. And I've been doing fine since. It's funny what I am noticing. There are several things that I want to talk about. As I talk about the topic today, the topic is about self-care. And there are several things that I noticed in these 6 weeks of the self-care that I had to really pay particular attention to my own care, versus other people's care. And you guys know that I am a woman of service, and so I'm always trying to put out some good information, some good knowledge, some good source of information for people to be able to read or think about or contemplate in their spiritual growth and transformation. So, putting on my own oxygen mask, per se, for example, is what I ended up having to do these past 6 weeks. But without further ado, today's topic is about self-care. First thing, self-care does not mean that it makes you feel good to go do something for other people. For me, for instance, I am a woman of service. Whatever gift I think I have and I feel strongly about in my purest of heart, I really feel that the information I put out and when I do when I'm a life coach, the information that I share and co-creates with my client, or when I do my tarot card readings, the connection that I have and what I hear and pass on to the readers, I feel that it's given some kind of hope and confirmation of something that they have intuitively feel. And so, but that's not self-care. And that is one of the things that I want to talk about today is self-care means that it is self. What are you doing to take care of yourself spiritually, physically, emotionally, and socially? So let's talk about physical. What are some things that you can physically do to take care of yourself? Well, the number one thing in my opinion, that should be at the top of your physical self-care list is sleep. Getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep is so good for your body. And let me tell you why. Day one, I can tell you everything from day one to 6 weeks, but I won't punish you guys by going into all the details. But let me tell you what I've noticed. Every day that I went to sleep, I woke up being able to walk stronger. Every day that I went to bed with the intention of healing and being stronger, I woke up with that intention. And so this is what I understand about the brain. When you put a relaxed emotion of love, faith around an intention, and you go to bed with it, you wake up with a healing body. That's how incredible the mind is. And so I want to encourage you that sleep is your best friend. It's very hard for me to sleep a full 4 to 5 hours, much less 5 to 6 hours. Some people need 8 hours. But 4 or 5 hours is good for me. The reason why I can't sleep a solid 4 to 5 hours is because my body gets up. I drink so much fluid that my body gets up and I have to go to the bathroom. But that's okay. I get up and I go right back to bed. So that's the part about it. It just makes me sleep at wake up at a different time than a regular person who is waking up, say, at 7 o'clock every morning. I just can't do that. I wake up when I wake up. As my body will tell me when it's okay to get up. For another physical example is stretching. Stretching your body. I know you guys are hearing the rooster. I'm outside my backyard, just enjoying the family of trees that are back here, listening to the birds and even the rooster. That's Stevie, by the way. Stretching is so good for the body because it also helps with your back and in your hamstrings, keeping them from getting tight. I think Stevie wants to say something to you guys. Another physical example is walking. Physical release. Now, I have no idea what kind of physical release you guys might be thinking about. Sex is a one. Physical release could be going into one of those game rooms where you can smash things, like smash. Like you put on a glove and you put on a protective face shield and you smash these old things that are going to be trashed anyway. Another physical release could be just going to weight training, boxing, doing a match with someone if you're doing martial arts, stuff like that. That's a great physical release. Going into your room and yelling into your pillow. That's a physical release. Doing yoga. And the last one that I would think about for physical release is rest. Rest is different than sleep. Rest is when you pause in between the rat race of what you're doing all day and finding just 2 minutes, 5 minutes to just sit still and be present. When you rest, it refreshes your body and your mind to keep going. So I really encourage you guys in the physical part of self-care, sleep, stretching, walking, physical release, also eating healthy food, yoga, and rest. Emotionally, stress management is really important. If you find that you're feeling stressed and anxious, breathing hard or frustrated, tensing up, then we want to go activate the tools that we use to release stress or reduce our stress and manage our stress. Emotional maturity. So emotional intelligence, being the observer of things instead of reacting to things all the time. Forgiveness, compassion, and kindness are the three emotions, emotional hacks that can bring you into that space. Another part of self-care is the social side. Setting healthy boundaries with social media, social with your friends and so forth. Finding the right tribe to give you the support system that you need. Positive social media, communication, time together, and really ask for help. During this entire time of my recovery, I have a 17-year-old. He couldn't do everything, and he was also working. So I really reached out to my support system, and boy, did they come in like flocks of birds landing. I also communicated to other people about what I needed, and I asked for help. And time together, spending time with my friends afterwards. So now I'm going to visit them, and I'm appreciating what they've done for me and spending some quality time. So that was the social self-care. I got that down packed. The emotional part, working on it. The physical part, working on it. Now here's the part that I've been really honing on since, because I have nothing else to do but rest and recover, is the spiritual side, guys. Spiritually, time alone. Meditation, yoga, connection, nature, journaling, and sacred space. I have been in that space for so long that One of the things that I discovered this week was an even deeper connection with the divine, and in understanding that I receive a message from two angels, Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Shamuel, this week, actually on Monday. They were telling me that the earth is covered with a cloud, a shield, like a cloud that's sauntering over different areas of the earth. And in that cloud is a wealth of knowledge. And they're encouraging us, Archangel Gabriel says, make sure that when you connect with the divine, only take what you need. Don't abuse the system. The Akashic Records is one of them. Don't go in there and grab everything and think, okay, if I have more knowledge, I can get more for profit or something like that. You get only what you need for the moment. I like to compare that to foraging. When I go foraging, I only take a little bit from this area, a little bit from that area, and thank the plants or the trees for what they're providing me in health. And that's another thing I want to point out. Earth, oh my gosh, Earth just gives us everything that we need. But we need to start taking only what we need. Instead of trying to make it for profit, we need to just say, enough is enough. Money is not everything. Material is not everything. Only take what you need. Archangel Shamuel also said that the angels are there to help you to let go of, to learn to release and let go of some of the frustration and fears and shame or anger that's coming up in your spirit, in your spiritual transformation right now. So without further ado, I want to continue on with self-care. Remember, guys, knowledge is a part of self-care. The more you learn about how stress, chronic stress or distress in itself, toxic stress, does to the body, the better more willing you will be to work to keep that out of your body. Mental well-being comes from knowledge. How do you go about using tools to keep your mind well? Physical activities again, eating healthy. But here's one that most people don't think about: risk avoidance. If you find and make sure that you just keep those things that are high risk away from your path, you would actually be doing self-care. Here's one that people don't think about: good hygiene. Clean. Keep yourself clean. Using the right soaps and lotions and whatever skincare products that you're using. I would like to let you guys know that I actually started back in November of last year making my own soaps, making my own deodorants, making my own mist, making my own hair products. And so I'd love to share some more of that with you in the future, because my Inner Star Compass Healing Store will start bringing those back into the product line, where it will show up as kits. So for instance, I'm going to come up with some love and self-care kits. So they're called self-care. And these kits will be what you just buy and use for, oh, I'm going to do a self-care day today. And you would take that package and you would do that for yourself. So guys, just a refresher, self-care is so important to your well-being, to your wellness, and I really encourage you to think about it. Think about the physical, the social, the emotional, and the spiritual side, okay? I absolutely enjoyed being here with you guys. And listen, I am going to try this more and more often where I'm live, where you guys can probably call in and let me know what you're thinking. This is a first test run of my live. And then I look forward to letting you know when I'll go live again. This is Aletha Williams, and I am signing out. Thank you so much.